Want to know what's the word on all things pop culture? You've come to the right place. It's time for the Bronx Buzz. Stay tuned for all the tea from hot celebrity gossip to movies to music and more. The Bronx Buzz has it all. Your go-to for entertainment updates right now on 107.7 The Bronx Retro.
Welcome to the Bronx Buzz, your daily dose of celebrity gossip, entertainment news, and pop culture on 107.7 The Bronx Retro, WRRC2. Two-time Intercollegiate Broadcasting Systems Media Award nominee for Best College Online Streaming Radio Station in the Nation. The Bronx Buzz is underwritten by Big, the musical, now through April 14th at Bristol Riverside Theater. For tickets and information, it's brstage.org. Love is Blind star Chelsea Blackwell posted a video on Instagram Wednesday in response to NFL star Travis Kelce's impersonation of her. Kelce was referencing a viral confrontation between Blackwell and her former fiancé, Jimmy Presnell, where she persistently asked him if he found her clean. He delivered his impersonation of the reality star in Wednesday's episode of New Heights, the podcast he shares with his brother Jason. Upon trying to convince his brother to watch Love is Blind, he called it the worst trash ever and told Jason, in reference to Blackwell, that, quote, "Honestly, I just want you to watch the one girl." Here is what Chelce had to say after learning of the impersonation.
I just got the most mortifying news. I feel like I need to crawl under a rock at this point, because Travis Kelce did an impersonation of me, and the only outlet that this man knows my name, or not even knows my name, knows me, is from whining like a baby back. Taylor Swift, if you're watching it with him, please stop.
Audio provided by E! News. Princess of Wales Kate Middleton shared Friday in a video that she was diagnosed with cancer and is currently undergoing chemotherapy. The princess had undergone major abdominal surgery back in January when her condition was said to be non-cancerous. However, tests later revealed after the operation that cancer was present, yet the type of cancer has not been revealed. Kate's father-in-law, King Charles III, is also undergoing cancer treatment, making Kate's diagnosis even more shocking and difficult, which she discussed in her video.
This, of course, came as a huge shock, and William and I have been doing everything we can to process and manage this privately for the sake of our young family. As you can imagine, this has taken time. It has taken me time to recover from major surgery in order to start my treatment. But most importantly, it has taken us time to explain everything to George, Charlotte, and Louis in a way that's appropriate for them and to reassure them that I'm going to be okay.
Audio provided by ABC News. Josh Peck has broken his silence about the Quiet on the Set docuseries. He has been receiving loads of backlash for his silence, but more specifically for not publicly showing support for his Drake and Josh co-star, Drake Bell, who recently came out about the sexual abuse he faced while working at Nickelodeon. Peck stated in an Instagram post on Thursday that, quote, he took a few days to process the docuseries, but that he wanted to show his support for all of the survivors who shared their stories. He also wrote that, quote, children should be protected. Reliving this publicly is incredibly difficult, but I hope it can bring healing for the victims and their families, as well as necessary change to our industry. Nancy Sullivan, who played Drake and Josh's mother on the show, also posted her support for Belle in an Instagram post on Wednesday. That's all for this episode of The Bronx Buzz, your daily cup of celebrity tea, underwritten by Big the Musical, now through April 14th at Bristol Riverside Theater. Listen to The Bronx Buzz every day on The Bronx Retro, WRRC2, or on demand on your favorite podcasting platform at 1077thebronx.com/BronxBuzz.
We hope that you've gotten your daily fill of movie, TV, music, pop culture news, and more. But if you've missed What's the Word with the Bronx Buzz, check out all entertainment reports on 1077thebronx.com/BronxBuzz. Now back to the classic hits of the 50s, 60s, 70s, 80s, and 90s on 1077 The Bronx Retro.